Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Driving the roads these days, we see the construction machines used to build our highways, maintain our bridges, install our sewers, and otherwise address the need to repair and expand our infrastructure. This is big equipment, designed to do big jobs, efficiently, economically, and safely. But think about the ocean and the comparable challenges as day by day we encroach upon our coastal zone and deep ocean with engineering projects that are no longer invisible or outside our awareness. We are familiar, of course, with deep-sea drilling and pipelines. We are encouraged about the development of offshore windmills as a new solution for alternative energy. We may have read about the possibility of seabed mining, all of these endeavors demanding the design, manufacture, installation, maintenance, and recovery of large working machines, be they drilling platforms or wind towers or excavation equipment, able to withstand the tremendous forces of tide, current, wave, and gale. Consider the challenges for installation of wind turbines in deep water. In Europe, where wind is a well-developed and proven energy resource, most of the towers are set in relatively shallow water, accessible from the shore with mostly conventional equipment and technology. But the situation is very different for ocean construction, where the requirements are radical, cost exponential, reliability essential, and safety paramount. Some equipment, of course, can be built on land and towed into place, but the underlying support structure, be it embedded in the ocean floor or floating and anchored in place, cannot be achieved without on-site construction and installation. Procedures such as welding, cutting, drilling, mounting, excavating, filling, connecting, and disconnecting at great depth and without physical access for operators and installers. How, for example, do you set piles on the ocean floor in 1,000 feet of water? How do you drill and pour the pads to which bases or anchor cables are affixed? How do you weld or wire where there is no light or power? Do you use specialized robotics, unmanned submersibles, human divers supported in extreme pressure conditions? The fact is that despite conservation success, the demand for oil and gas will continue to expand worldwide over the next few decades, with increased production in the Gulf of Mexico and off the coasts of Africa and Brazil. Other raw material resources will also come into demand, and the need for underwater working machines will only grow in parallel. The risks are enormous, economic, technical, and human. But even with financing and license contracts in place and the technology to hand, the risk to working staff will be compounded by increased opportunity, the harsh, unfamiliar working conditions, and myriad accidents inherent in the installation, operation, repair, and recovery of these machines, as well as for the support ships and seagoing facilities that must accompany any project far from shore. The occupational safety issues are of great concern. The probability of environmental degradation is high. Existing rules and regulatory structures are mostly absent. Only recently have maritime organizations begun to consider these challenges and to plan for the consequences of innovative engineering in the deep ocean. Such a response must come soon, as the reality of the situation is upon us. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.